Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Sad news this morning with the passing of Burt Bacharach. The Oscar-winning composer and singer died of natural causes at his home in LA yesterday at the age of 94. Bacharach's career spanned over seven decades. He was known for songs such as Walk On By, Do You Know The Way To San Jose, and many, many more. He was an eight-time Grammy winner and a three-time Oscar winner, receiving two awards for his score of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the song Raindrops Keep Falling On My Head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Just like a guy's feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those.
The composer also wrote songs for many musicians, including Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin, Dusty Springfield, Tom Jones, the list goes on. And many big artists covered a lot of his music, including Elvis. One of his last appearances in a film was in Austin Powers as himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Just for some, but everyone.
Beautiful.
So good.
Ed Sheeran is in New Zealand at the moment ahead of his Australian tour, and he's been popping up in random locations, including schools.
So I'm on a day off in Auckland. I thought we'd come to some schools and give some kids a surprise with a free gig.
Ed Sheeran.
Such a legend. And you can't visit New Zealand without heading to Hobbiton, which holds a special place for Ed as he wrote the theme song I See Fire for the Hobbit movie. So Ed crashed a Hobbiton movie set tour and regaled fans with a special acoustic performance.
Inside the mountains I see fire. Inside the mountains I see fire.
Nice one, Ed. Now, excitement is building as Super Bowl week ramps up with the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs touching down in Arizona to begin their last-minute preparations ahead of the big game on Monday. Now, the cheapest tickets to buy will set you back around, well, between $5,000 and $6,000 US.
What?
Or you can just watch it on TV like the rest of the world. Rihanna will provide the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, of course, it's Sunday night for them, but that's our Monday when it screens.
Sure.
And local director Dylan Randall has been filming the first musical feature ever to be filmed in WA, shooting scenes in Mandurah, Rockingham and Perth. It's called Sweet Rhythm, and it follows Jennifer, a jazz enthusiast, and her two spirited friends who take her out on a disco groove and rock and rollin' and jazz swinging adventure through the 70s to save the family diner and make some sweet music along the way. It features original music. Sweet Rhythm is out in June.
Okay, I have a plan. But it needs to involve a wardrobe change.
Are you thinking of auditioning?
You need to write a song that honors the last 50 years of jazz, but will last the next 50. Write something that means something to you. That's how you win the hearts of everybody.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.